The House of Lords. Peers have made repeated attempts to change his Rwanda bill, but the Prime Minister says he will get it through Parliament.
No more prevarication, no more delay. Parliament will sit there tonight and vote no matter how late it goes. No ifs, no buts. These flights are going to Rwanda.
He's told a news conference the first flight will leave in 10 to 12 weeks. The Met Commissioner is due to meet the Home Secretary and Policing Minister this week after his force was criticised over the way it handled a pro-Palestine protest. It's apologised to anti-Semitism campaigner Gideon Falter after an officer told him he was openly Jewish and threatened to arrest him. It's thought the resignation of Israel's head of intelligence could prompt more top officials to step down. Aharon Haliva is quitting over failures surrounding Hamas's attack on October the 7th. A woman who was one of three people convicted of murdering a teenager in West Dumbartonshire more than 27 years ago has been jailed. Donna Marie Brand, who's 44, was found guilty of killing Caroline Glacken in 1996. The government's announced a clampdown on stalking in England and Wales. It'll now be easier for officers to impose protection orders, which mean offenders can face jail time if they contact or approach their victims. Rhiannon Bragg from Carnarvon, who was a victim of stalking, says her case shows why tougher measures are needed.
If a stalking protection order had been available and put in place, then everything that followed, which was months more of horrific stalking, and then culminating in me being held at gunpoint, all of that could have been avoided.
And asking prices for homes across Britain have climbed 1.7% over the last month compared to the year before. That's the latest. I'm Alec Wilkinson.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look. Of the weather. Let's have a look of the weather. What a beautiful English, Michelle. Well done. Now, the weather today is about 11 degrees, and it's colder than it looks out there. So if you're coming out, make sure you've got something to wrap up warm in. And you might have some light showers and a gentle breeze. Now, if you're going to get showers, it'll probably be around about 6 o'clock. Oh, no, about 8 o'clock, sorry, this evening. But it's only about a 38% chance, so you might miss it. Hopefully we'll just have dry weather today.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning to Martin, who's listening out there. He said he's been to see the Vulcan in Southend, and you got to go inside it. Yeah, they weren't doing that on the weekend, Martin. You can go up to have a look in the cockpit. It just looks like a tiny little space. It's just a huge aeroplane. I've been lucky enough to see it fly, really. But alas, no more. No, it's on the ground only, isn't it? Yeah, and what plans are being left on grounded now? Interesting, he says. Same engines on the Vulcan were used on Concorde. Yes, that's the other fact as well. It's a shame they don't have Concorde anymore, isn't it? You could get. I mean, I've been on Concorde. I always used to say that because I went into Duxford. With my dad. So from the time that I saw it, I used to go, yeah, I've been on Concorde. And people would never say, really, where'd you go? I just went on Concorde. And then you have to go, actually, I went on the plane at Duxford. It's not quite the same. But very tiny, very narrow. And I don't like going fast. I mean, probably you won't notice how fast you're going. But it would be good if we had supersonic, wouldn't it? So we should off to New York. I can't remember how... let's have a look. Concorde. How long from London to New York? That'd be the one that they used to do, wasn't it? No, wait. Well, I thought it takes about 5 to 6 hours, doesn't it now? If you went on Concorde, it took 2 hours, 52 minutes to go. Can you imagine that? That'd be brilliant. 3 hours to get to, that's quicker than I got I didn't actually get there, did I? To Wales. Wow. Supersonic commercial jet. Top speed, 1,354 miles per hour. Wow. That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? Actually, they have got a supersonic flight. In fact, let's have a look. London to New Jersey. 88-seater Overture airline produced by Boom Supersonic aims to be the first to have a zero carbon emissions. Is that actually flying? I don't know. I'm not going to New York. I can't. And even if I did go to New York, I wouldn't be going in a supersonic aeroplane because I couldn't afford it. So I'm looking. Just to shave off 3 hours. Yeah, whatever it is, I won't be going in that. Beautiful song by We Are All Fossils, again on the A-list, another local band. This is beautiful. Jacob performed this live in the studio, and it's called Hollow.
Calling the lights, asking your name. Where have you gone? Why can't you stay? Falling through time. Lost in a maze. Where have you gone? Without you, I'm hollow.
places I got hurt. We'll be right back.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Stage fright. Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM.
Looking flash and Cause there's no way that I can stop them thinking what they're thinking. I'm just listening to my heartbeat, to the tune. I've been singing from the start since I learned the truth. I gotta make my own decisions about what to do. Can't be changing up the
wonderful Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. I'm saying all the words wrong today, so forgive me if you're listening out there, Natasha.
We're all sitting on a space bar looking smart. Making babies, breaking hearts.
for you. I could love you, I could be anything you want of me. And in the darkness of the night, baby, let me be your light. I could love you, I could be anything you want of me. And in the darkness of the night,
out again. Monday's been absolutely dreadful for me getting words out. I've made so many mistakes today, and I always love to make a mistake on the radio, as you know. But today there's been many, even when I announced my guest who's in the studio, who I know personally for many years. I'll try and get your name right. I'm joined by the wonderful Natasha, who is the owner of the Chicken and Frog Bookshop on Crown Street, along with Jim. It's an amazing bookshop. It's independent and it's in the heart of the community.
Oh, look at that.
That's really
Little ripple of applause. Well done, Michelle.
I didn't even write that down.
Oh, look at that. Ad libs. She's a pro.
I am. I'm going to spoil myself now by obviously carrying on. But we're joined by Natasha, who's coming today to talk about Essex Book Festival and also a massive event that you've got going on.
I'm very excited.
Just to breathe, really. Friday the 10th of May, this is not that long away, really. At 5 p.m, we have got Cressida Cowell, who writes the How to Train Your Dragon books, in the shop. I can't tell you how excited I am. So I'm taking her to two schools during the day. That's already booked. Sorry, guys. But Cressida will be there signing books. So she's got Which Way to Anywhere is coming out as a... Which Way Around the Galaxy, sorry. It's coming out as a paperback on the Thursday. So if you want to pre-order them with us, then please do. And Cressida will be there and she'll be signing books. She's absolutely lovely, mad as a box of frogs, so I've been told, but a real sweetheart, and she'll sign your books and you can have a bit of a chat with her. So yep, get there 5 o'clock. I don't know how long it will go on for. It depends how busy we are.
Give us an overview on the books for people who might not know in the age groups.
Yeah, so I'd say so the How to Train Your Dragon books, unless you've been living under a rock somewhere, then you probably know what they are, but they are dragony and it's all about training dragons. So it's become a huge film franchise as well, which Cressida is involved with. They're kind of middle grade, so it depends on the age, on the reading ability of the child, but you're talking like 8 to 12, I guess. But this is not for the dragon books, although she will sign those for you as well. This is for her newer series, which is called Which Way Round. And it's all about, I don't want to give away too much, but there's magic in there and mystery, but it's more sci-fi, so they're set in space. And there's a character who's got these magical abilities, these powers. And it's all, yeah, I don't want to give away too much because it's a really twisty-turny. Yeah. But they're great. They're just action-packed, real fun adventures, and Cressida illustrates them as well, which always blows my mind. It's like, how much talent can you have? It's not reasonable, is it?
No.
Have one. Pick one and do that.
Yeah.
But not both.
No, you still got to be friendly.
It's rude. But she's also very lovely. So, super excited about that. Yeah. 10th of May, 5 o'clock. It's all on our website. You can have a look.
Chicken and Frog Bookshop.
co.uk.
And then the Essex Book Festival, that will be kicking off. I don't know, I'm still going to have a chat as well about it.
Yes, so that kicks off, it's basically, it's like end of May, whole of June, and we were contacted, well, I contacted them, and then they got back in contact with us about getting involved. So we have got a workshop happening with an author called Emily Kenny, and her book is called The Extraordinary Adventures of Alice Tonks. And Alice... again, it's middle grade, I'd say kind of like 8, 9 to 12 chapter book. And Alice has this affinity with animals. So basically the story really is that animals are going missing and it's up to Alice to solve the mystery of where they have disappeared to. But there's a little bit of magic in there. And the other reason that we wanted Emily to come is because her main character, Alice, is autistic, and it's a really important part of the story because it's not... oh, poor Alice. It's, this is cool. This is who I am. And these are all the awesome things that I can do. So it's a real celebratory book and really fun. So we're very, very lucky that Emily has come along. So that's Saturday the 8th of June at 2 p.m. You can book those tickets, again, via our website. So all W's, chickenandfrog.co.uk/events. And there's a little link. Click. It's free. Emily has been incredibly kind and she's doing it for nothing, so we're very lucky. Obviously, if you wanted to buy the books, that'd be marvellous. So you can go through there, but also do have a look at the Essex Book Festival website. They have got such a packed programme for everyone, any age, any ability, any interest. They've got writing workshops, authors talks, Q&As, loads of stuff happening all over the counties. The amount of work they do is phenomenal, and there's not many people. The team is really small. I don't know how they do it. I don't think they sleep, to be honest. It's incredible. So it's worth looking on their website as well to see what else is going on during that month, because it's going to be fab.
It's Roz, isn't it?
Yeah, she's amazing.
She is brilliant.
I don't know how, I honestly don't know how she does it. I'm just like, how?
Wears very good shoes as well, I have to say.
Fabulous.
She's a really smart, snazzy dresser. Yeah, snazzy dresser. We're talking about books there, obviously, because you're from the bookshop. But a lot more books now are inclusive. You were saying about the young girl being autistic. If you remember back to when we were kids, the books, they were very Well, they
white middle class.
That was it, yeah. And I wasn't white middle class, so I'm reading about all the adventures and all the stuff with a dog running through that. You're like, I haven't got a dog. What's going on? Sandwiches and all sorts of things. But it has changed, and it means that children can feel included.
Yes, it's definitely getting better. I think children's market is leading the way. It's still a long way to go, but there always is with these things. But the inclusivity is definitely improving. I was with Elle McNichol last week, who wrote A Kind of Spark, which was a huge phenomenon as a book, and it's just about to start its second series on the BBC this Friday as well. I mean, she's just done incredibly well. And all of her books have autistic protagonists, and Elle is autistic, so she talks about the importance of that a lot, own voice and getting these characters out there. And she said when she was doing her research, when she was working in publishing a little bit before she had finished writing Kind of Spark, and it was 0.0005% of books had neurotypical characters in them. Not neurotypical, no. Neurodiverse characters in them. I mean, that's just rubbish. So she's a real spearhead of it, and it's important because you want to be able to, of course you want to be able to read books and for it to be a fantasy and to escape your life, but you also want to read books and go, oh, they're like me, or they're like my friend, or they're like my sister, or whatever. I need to cough. Sorry.
Whatever it is,
probably the dust in the studio, to be honest.
Oh, get your polish out, Michelle. So it's just an important thing. I bang on about it all the time. We have a really big neurodiverse section in the bookshop, which is kind of a mini room now, and we've always made sure that those books are there and that the quality of them is good. And that's, I think I've probably banged on about this before, but that's what I'm doing my PhD on, is looking at that that representation. And not only, well, is it there at all, and if it is there, is it fair representation? Is it going to do good, or is it actually quite damaging? Because some of the books, not, it's getting better, but some of them you're probably better off not having them at all.
Yeah.
I won't name names, but, no. You know, there are some.
Yeah. And we also talked about celebrities writing books as well, haven't we? Which I know is another thing to...
It's not for me.
No. Is there any celebrities that you've actually... that have written children's books, you've actually gone, I'm quite surprised they have a talent, or not really?
Nope. This is so difficult for me to answer because...
They could be listening, obviously.
But I still, yeah. They've probably heard me and gone, oh, God, it's her. I don't know. I'm sure there are celebrity authors out there that have actually written their own books. But there are a lot of celebrity authors out there who haven't written their own books, and they're ghostwritten, and that's my issue. If it had the name of the actual author on there, and even if it said, whoever it was, I don't know, in partnership with, I'm not going to name any names because then I'll probably get in a lot of trouble, with blah, 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 it would ease it for me. But it's the fact that it's just got the celebrity's name on it. And you're like, just be realistic of how long it takes to write a children, or any book, a book. They haven't got time. If they're a full-on big celebrity, there's not many of them that can go and write those books. I would say Richard Osman, actually, he writes his own books. And they're very, very good.
I've just read the last one. I love it. The Murder Club. They're brilliant.
Yeah, they are amazing. So there are some out there. I would say it's more the children's. Because there's still this kind of stigma of, oh, writing for children's easy.
Yeah.
And it is 100%. I think it's harder because children are brutal. If they don't like something, they will tell you they don't like it and they will not read it. And good for them. It's a shame that we lose that as we get older. Just that complete honesty of no. So I just have a major issue with it. And there are so many authors out there who work so hard breaking into the industry, just like music.
Yeah.
Breaking into that industry is incredibly difficult, very privileged for the most part, which is why it's really important to give these other authors a voice. So it's just, there's the thing called the Jalak Prize, which has just released its shortlist last week. And it's for black and ethnic minority authors and people that don't normally have a voice. It's a fantastic award. It's well worth looking up. J-H-A-L-A-K, the Jalak Prize. And they do an adults list and a children's list. And it's fabulous. We need more of that. You know, if you're earning eye-watering amounts of money for hosting a game show or whatever it is you're doing, do you really need to write a kid's book as well? No, you don't.
So what you're saying is, it's just that if I was a celebrity, that I would say, I've got this idea for a book, and it's about a little girl who has lost her dog, and she's trying to find it. And basically, they just say, there you go. Is that what they do, or do they have to?
Pretty much.
Really?
Not always. And yeah. I'm sure, and you know, please, publishers, if you're listening, don't cross me off of your list, because I know that there are some that do write their own. But for the most part, because, publishing is a very difficult industry. It's difficult to make money out of books. So I understand why publishers do it. I'm not bashing publishers. They need to know that they're going to sell X amount of books to then give shelf space to other authors.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's at the end of the day, it's a business.
Yeah.
So it's got to work for everybody. So that is a huge driving force for publishers to say, well, we're going to have these people on our list. Yes, it's going to be ghostwritten, but there's going to be a huge amount of publicity. They're going to be on the shelves in supermarkets, which is where a lot of them end up, and Smiths and Waterstones and all that. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And if you're reading, you're reading. And I really do believe that. So I am a book snob, you know, but I do think if you're reading, then fantastic. But I just think it's about choice. There needs to be more out there, and there needs to be more voices heard. And if it's always the same voices churning things out, and it's not even really them that's doing it, it just irks me.
Besides that, just a quick overview on the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, which is on Crown Street, because you don't just only independent, fantastic independent bookseller, you actually do lots of other things there too.
We do. So we tutor after school every day, because in a former life I was a classroom teacher, but I escaped. So that's really lovely. So we teach from year 2 to year 11. We do like handwriting club on a Saturday morning, which is really cute. We do loads of community events, along with my lovely friend Becky Talbot, who works for Ridgewell and Boreham Accountants, and we get together, and then we manage to get money out of the council. Thank you, council. To try to put on free events for the community, especially at the moment. You know, it's times are tough. If we can put on community events for people, we know they love them. So we do a lot around that. And then we run lots of different groups. So this Friday we have, it's a parent support group for parents who've got neurodiverse children. I don't need to have any bits of paper saying, oh, look, this is, you know, I don't mind. If you come along and you say, I don't want to be in this group, then you come. And then we run different ones for children as well, and teens, and we've got 4 book clubs, creative writing club. The room gets used by loads of other people as well. So it's like a breastfeeding support group every Wednesday. So if you're a new parent and you're finding it a bit tricky because it's a bit scary, then you can just come along. So there's loads of things happening all of the time.
Yeah.
This morning, the room is being used by an NHS group who have set up this amazing new group. It's the second time they're doing it, for autistic adults who find it difficult to access medical care, because it can be very daunting.
Yeah.
So this group has been set up for them to come along and get advice. And it's great for me. I just think that's brilliant that we're kind of a hub now, that people can come and do all those different things. So, if you need something and we think that we can provide it for you, then we will.
Excellent.
So just let me know.
See, I told you there's lots of stuff going on the Chicken Frog Bookshop.
There is.
I'm going to take that tag along I did earlier and just send it to you so you can play it over and over, which was great. Lovely. When I announced it. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was fabulous.
Not even scripted.
No, it was...
No.
I'm in awe. That's why I coughed.
I should write a book.
I didn't know what to do.
Sent me to a coffin fever. So perfect.
It was amazing.
So Crown Street is where you will find the Chicken and Frog Bookshops. There's a nice little car park across the way that you have to pay for, but it's still there. Crown Street is a lovely street with some fantastic businesses on it, and also support all the local businesses on the high street, because if you don't, you won't have any independent businesses in Brentwood. You will just have lots and lots of coffee shops, which I do love coffee, but sometimes you want to go into something else.
We're very lucky, and I know that people complain. It's not just Brentwood, lots of towns where their shops close and blah blah blah, and that's for two reasons. One is the rent is astronomical, and that's not the council's fault, so don't ever bash the council. It's not up to them, it's up to independent landlords, who can sometimes be a bit greedy, and it's also because it's easy to buy online. But if you just buy online, then places like us, we're doing fine, so this is not a plea at all. But independent businesses cannot stay open unless you support them. There's no point in doing the odd post and going, oh, it's really lovely in there. That's really nice. But you need to support by actually,
going
spending
in.
Your money.
Yes.
And that's not a plea for us, but that's just generally for all high streets, really. I think it's really important. And it is a sense of community. We don't want high streets that are just eateries, and they're great. We've got some amazing eateries in Brentwood. We're very, very lucky. But if it's just that, and charity shops, it's not enough.
No,
it's not enough. So you've got to support everyone.
Very nice. Independent eateries in Brentwood as well.
There are.
There's that one on Saturday up by Wilson's Corner, and very, very nice walnut salad, which was delicious.
I know exactly the one you mean.
So yum, yum, yum. Yeah. There we go. So somebody to see you. Don't forget all the W's, Chicken Frog Bookshop, is it? Or Chicken Frog?
Chickenandfrog.co.uk.
There we go. And you can find Natasha across socials as well, on Instagram. You're on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on X. I love the fact that it's called X. Instead of Twitter. We're on there as well. Yep. We're easy to find on Twitter. No, not Twitter X. On Instagram, it's The Chicken and Frog now, rather than just Chicken and Frog, because someone hacked my account.
Nasty.
I can't get it back. Boo. And we can't get it back. So don't message that and then go, oh, she's rude. She never messages me back. I haven't got that one in my sense. The Chicken and Frog for Instagram. Yes. But yeah, Facebook. I'm always posting on Brentwood Open, driving people mad. So we're easy to find.
There we go. And don't forget the event on the 10th of May.
Yes, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Cressida Cowl. And come dressed as a dragon. Do you know what? Actually, if you come dressed as a dragon, I'll give you a little prize.
Oh,
there you go.
There we go. There we go. Children and adults. That's
anyone.
Anyone. Just come dressed any day of the week.
Any day of the week. Whenever you want. Just rock up as a dragon. Give you a prize.
Now, you must like that. Do you remember the Happy Mondays? Do you
them?
Do you remember a song called Step On?
Yes.
That's good, because I'm going to play it now. Thanks very much, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, it's an open mic night tonight in Brentwood. If you'd like to get down there, it's organised by Phoenix FM, and it's the Phoenix FM open mic night, hosted by Kev Piggott, from 8pm till 10pm. Whether or not you're a seasoned singer or you're doing stuff for the first time, you can get up on stage and sing your songs, original or covers. Bring down your guitar or your keyboard, etc. Or you can bring down backing tracks on a memory stick, but just have a look at the website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com, for more details.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, a quick look at the traffic and the travel for you. Not too bad around Wilson's Corner. Looking fine. Brook Street roundabout, no problems. Heading down there to Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run. And up towards the M11, no issues. A12, again, is running pretty nicely. You do have those roadworks between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions while they do the much-needed repairs. Margaretting Road closed due to construction on the Wants Road, both ways from Rittle Road to the B1002. More traffic and travel coming up in the next hour. Now it's a bit of a quiet day for interviews. You've just had my interview there with the lovely Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. Then you've got 1pm Scott Ross with the 1-2-3 show. Drive with Joe Bailey between 3 and 6. Under the Radar with Andy Gardner at 6pm. At 8pm you've got Turn It Up with the one and only Vixta. And Cameron Hughes is here at 10 o'clock in your house, which is old school house funk and soul. All the details for all the shows is on all the W's, phoenixfm.com. So you've got me for the next hour. And then we've got, well, I better be having a chat with Scott when he comes in, which is always good fun. And I've got loads more new songs to play out for you. And we'll have a look at some news as well. That's all coming up.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.